This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palka. Rescue workers act feverishly, attempting to find survivors in a Pakistani crash of two trains. At least 40 are dead and more than 100 injured after the collision in South Pakistan on Monday. Officials say more than 1,000 people were on board both trains. They fear the death toll could rise. Pakistani Foreign Minister Fawad Chowdhury said in a statement, it is premature to say whether the accident occurred due to a technical error, negligence, or sabotage, but all aspects are being investigated. The U.S. Biden administration is expected to announce new measures to fight smuggling and trafficking on Monday. The administration hopes to announce the additional anti-corruption efforts. This comes along with Kamala Harris visiting Guatemala and Mexico on her first foreign trip as vice president. Harris has been tasked by President Joe Biden with addressing the root causes of the spike in migration to the U.S.-Mexico border. The Supreme Court could announce as soon as today whether it will hear a case involving the Military Selective Services Act, which requires men to register for the draft. AP correspondent Mike Hempen has this report.
Justices are being asked to decide whether it's sex discrimination for the government to require only men to register for the draft when they turn 18. The registration requirement is one of the few remaining instances in which federal law treats men and women differently. The director of the American Civil Liberties Union's Women's Rights Project, Ria Tabak-Omar, says it sends a harmful message that women are less fit than men to serve the country, and that men are less fit than women to stay at home as caregivers. Mike Hemp in Washington.
This is VOA News. The Postmaster General may be the closest thing to former President Trump left in the nation's capital, but there's little President Biden can do about it. AP Washington correspondent Julie Walker has this report.
The Postmaster General may be the closest thing to former President Trump left in the nation's capital, but there's little President Biden can do about it. As Louis DeJoy approaches his first anniversary, he's under mounting pressure to resign, criticized by both parties for Postal Service slowdowns. Democrats are particularly worried what he's doing affects mail-in voting. Plus, he's facing potential legal troubles and an investigation by the Justice Department. Back in February, he had this to say to Congress during a hearing.
Get used to me.
Democratic Representative Carolyn Maloney says he would not be in his job if he worked for any other company. DeJoy is not a political appointee and can only be removed by a vote of the Postal Service's governing board, which is bipartisan. Meanwhile, Congress may forge ahead with post office changes with DeJoy still in charge. I'm Julie Walker.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. France's anti-competition watchdog has decided to fine Google €220 million, or $268 million, for abusing its dominant position in the complex business of online advertising. It said yesterday that the move is unprecedented. The watchdog said practices by Google are particularly serious because they penalize Google's competitors in certain markets and publishers of mobile sites and applications. President Andrés Manuel López Obrador's party and its allies appear like they will maintain their majority in Mexico's lower chamber of the Congress, but initial election results showed they fell short of a supermajority as some voters boosted the struggling opposition. Electoral authorities released quick count results for the lower chamber of commerce. López Obrador Morena's party will have to rely on votes from its allies in the Workers' Party and Green Party. Haitians rejoiced when the Biden administration recently extended protections for those living in the United States, but doesn't apply to Haitians who still hope to make it to this country. Many are calling Mexican border sites home as they face increasing repatriation flights by the U.S. and bleak prospects for finding protections outside their homeland. Haiti faces political and humanitarian crises following a devastating 2010 earthquake. Western military experts are assessing whether an autonomous drone operated by artificial intelligence killed people in Libya last year. The instance would have been the first time without a human controller directing the drone remotely to do so. Via remote, Joe Palka, VOA News.